This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, guys. Kip Moore. How you doing?
A guy called a little earlier claiming to be Kip Moore. How do we know it's really you?
There's no way he had this kind of swag. So
that is true. That is true. These okay. two are already quite turned on yeah. just by listening to you.
It's him, all right.
Hey, Kip, good to hear from you, man. It's been a while since we've spoken. He's been great to this radio station for many, many years, and he is coming to town with a performance at the Kodak Center. He'll be here Friday, October 25th. Tickets are available right now. And let me tell you, bring your winter clothes, Kip.
Hey, we got hit with it. You know, we're up here in the Northeast right now, and I got stuck. I got canceled and delayed and stuck up in Albany the other day, and I had to drive myself to the gig last night and barely made it just on time, like literally walked on stage, plugged right in, you know, 15 minutes late, just from all the delays. So
oh, wow.
I get it.
You were in Connecticut last night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
And now he's down with our New York hippies in Ithaca. That's a fun town, man. If you have any downtime, there's certainly some cool things to do in Ithaca. Hey, you a sports fan much?
Yeah, for sure.
Man, we were talking, well, in the segment before you, we have a weekly visit with our sports talk guys. Are you in tune to what our Buffalo Bills are up to this year?
Man, I'm honestly pulling for those guys. I really am. Like, Buffalo's kind of the team I'm kind of – I really haven't had, a team in a while. Like, I used to pull for Brett Favre all the time, wherever he was. And I was a Falcons fan growing up, but there's never anything to really cheer for with the Falcons, much like the Bills over the last 20 years. But now, like, seeing that team, like, turn it around and they have that grit about them, like the old Bills teams to me – I've been pulling for him, and I like that quarterback for some reason. He's fun to watch.
He is, man. He is. And we get the Dolphins this weekend, so you know.
Well,
what I mean?
you can go ahead and put a W on that schedule.
Well, that's what we're thinking. That's what we're hoping, anyway. That's awesome. You are on a very cool tour right now. So I was looking at all the various cities, and. Up after Rochester, you're going to Rutland, Vermont, which happens to be one of my most favorite places in the whole wide world. I don't know if you're, you know, much of a stone man, like marble, granite, but they have got quarries everywhere that you can just walk through. You don't need a ticket. You can just walk through them. And Rutland, Vermont is absolutely awesome. So.
I can't wait. And I also am wondering, am I the only one that kind of took that a different way when you said I'm a stone man?
Okay, well, no. Yeah.
Kip, you can take care of that in Ithaca. No yeah. problem, buddy.
You'll be in the right town for that.
Just follow your nose.
He thinks we're joking.
I was like, well, I could be.
Well, Kip, man, what can we expect when we see you October 25th at the Kodak Center? Obviously, man, you know, we fell in love with your arts, Something About a Truck, Beer Money, my favorite, Hey Pretty Girl. You've wrote songs for other people's through your career. You get a little mix of that stuff and some new stuff you've been working on?
Yeah, I mean, like, these shows, it's the really diehard core fan base that comes to these shows. Being an acoustic tour, I break out, you know, it's a night full of album cuts, to be honest, for the most. Like last night, I played for 2.5 hours and I only played one hit song. And guys, I've only got four. Y'all know that. And that was what was so unique about the night is you never know what's coming. Sometimes I play those songs. I did play Hey Pretty Girl last night. But you know, the songs kind of the night last night were like The Bull, and That Was Us, a lot of these album cuts, and people just, you see signs and people shout down all these things, and it's a neat night. It's a very special night. I tell a lot of stories that I've never told. I go off cuff a lot. You know, I don't have like a planned thing that I'm going to, and I've never been that guy that has it, you know, where you feel like you're getting a manufactured line that, you know, okay, everybody throw your hands right here. Everybody, you know, like I kind of feel out the moment of what's going to happen.
And so that's the great thing is that the Kodak Theater is a beautiful venue for you to be able to, it's a more intimate, you know what I mean? A very intimate setting. Yeah. So you'll be able to sit and really talk back and forth with folks. So that's something very unique.
Yeah, those are the kind of venues that we've tried to, you know, strategically book for this whole tour so that the mood is right from the minute that you walk in.
Hey, they're a hot ticket. Let me tell you, we have been giving away tickets this week for your show, and the people that have been winning them have been incredibly grateful. So it's going to be a great, great night, and we look forward to having you here. Thank you.
Hey, Kip, before we let you run, do you have any questions for us? We always like to turn the tables at the end of our conversations.
And, I'm good, my man.
All right.
Nobody ever takes us up on it.
I know. It's so sad.
What? Garth Brooks did. Remember that time? Oh. Went on like 30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Kip Moore, coming to town, Kodak Center, October 25th. We appreciate your time. Have fun down in Ithaca. And I'm serious. If you need it, it's there.
Hey, I'll find it. See y'all. Okay, take care.
Okay. See you soon, Kip. Thanks for the call.
Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.